We'll start our story a little further upstream from this centre. The Atlantic salmon have returned from the sea and have made their way up the River Tweed to the upper reaches of the Ettrick. They have not eaten since they left the sea, using their immense fat reserves and muscle power to reach their natal spawning grounds. They have also had to avoid river predators, like otters. The appearance of most salmon is considerably different from the clean, silver torpedoes that entered the river system approximately 70 miles downstream. Many have darkened into what is traditionally known as their breeding dress. Many locals talk about the salmon being in tartan, or in red, or black. Take a look at the large salmon in the bottom left-hand corner of the painting. He is a mature male, also known as a cockfish, and when the breeding season commences, his jaw elongates into a large hook, which is known as his kype. This fearsome addition is mainly for fighting rivals over females. Swimming alongside is the female, who is also known as the hen. Female Atlantic salmon carry an average of 5,000 eggs during the autumn run, and this one is looking for the perfect gravel bed to lay her collection. She will form a series of hollows in the gravel, or reds as they're traditionally known, to deposit between 450 and 750 eggs each time. These will then be fertilized by our accompanying male, before the female covers the eggs with gravel. After spawning, a salmon is referred to as a kelt, and around 95% of them die not long after breeding. The few survivors, who tend to be mainly female, will make their way back out to sea. They'll return to the river at a later date to spawn again. If you dare, why not take a look behind Salmo Salar's tombstone? Here you'll find the grisly remains of a large male kelt.